Well, joining us on the line now, we have Philip de Wet, Deputy Editor of Business Insider South Africa. Philip, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning.
So South Africa has a new climate change bill. Tell us more.
The climate change bill has been updated for the first time since 2018. And this, of course, is no coincidence. South Africa is getting all its ducks in the row for the big UN conference coming up fairly soon. So you may remember that a couple of weeks ago, we lodged our formal plans under the Paris Agreement with the United Nations, which commits South Africa to a starkly different carbon trajectory. Basically, it says that within literally the next couple of years, by 2025, we'll peak in terms of carbon output, then we'll start plateauing, and then by 2035 at the latest, we'll start going downwards. Now, that is a massive commitment for South Africa to make. That's going to be hard to do. We're not really in a position yet to do so. What we now have is this climate change bill, which will be going before Parliament pretty much any second, which gives the mechanism for doing so. And that mechanism is basically to squeeze industry as much as is necessary. So this bill says we've got to get our carbon trajectory correct. In order to do that, we're going to set these this national target of how much carbon we want to put out into the atmosphere. And then we're going to have carbon budgets within industries and for individual companies. And this is where it gets important. So back in 2018, this plan basically said, well, and if you're a company and you have a carbon budget and you can't quite stick to it, then you must please come and explain to the government why you haven't stuck to it, and we'll fine you up to 10 million rand. Now, you know, if you're a very large emitter, the likes of Eskom or Sasol, 10 million rand is basically nothing. It's not going to put any kind of dent in your finances. And there was nothing that really looked like an enforcement plan. Quite frankly, the government didn't seem quite serious about it. Enforcement. What we now have is a much more workmanlike plan. It's a plan that says, right, we're going to have the carbon budget. If you go over your carbon budget, then we're going to have super taxes in place, and we're going to tax you for every ton of extra emissions that you put into the atmosphere. And here is exactly how it's going to work. So in summary, for us looking at it from the business side, it looks like something which gives industry a very clear idea of what's going to be required and what's going to happen if they can't stick to these commitments, which in turn will allow South Africa to stick to its overall global commitments.
So they say that the president will be directly in charge. How so?
The president is to set up a presidential commission, which he will chair, which will be in charge of overall climate change issues. This is also a change because previously this was supposed to be a ministerial committee, so you would have a delegated responsibility, really. Now the law calls for a presidential commission, which includes civil society and outsiders, and which is effectively also there to keep government honest. It will take a look at the emission targets and at the reality of it, and you know, not with real teeth, but with an advisory kind of role, we'll then be able to go to the president and go to government and go, we're falling short here, or in terms of our planning in terms of mitigation is insufficient, or our cities and our provinces aren't adapting quickly enough to the trouble that is to come due to climate change.
What's the plan in terms of Eskom?
That is a very good question. So the national plan is very clear. In theory, Eskom has a fairly clear plan in terms of what it should do, but it hasn't managed to stick to that. So, you know, relatively simple things such as the desulfurization, which is supposed to happen with Medupi and Kusile, is not happening because Eskom doesn't have the money to implement the supposed clean coal technologies. Eskom is supposed to be winding down some of its coal-powered stations. We know that that can't happen simply because there isn't enough electricity. And South Africa still has, in the planning phase, certain coal-fired power stations, even now. So that is going to be a budgetary problem that we're going to have to look at some point.
All right, Philip. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
My great pleasure.